Our world hangs like a magnificent jewel in the vastness of space. Every one of us is a part of that jewel, a facet of that jewel. And in the perspective of infinity, our differences are infinitesimal. We are intimately related. May we never even pretend that we are not. It's not the honors and the prizes and the fancy outsides of life which ultimately nourish our souls. It's the knowing that we can be trusted, that we never have to fear the truth, that the bedrock of our lives, from which we make our choices, is very good stuff. Deep down, we know that what matters in this life is more than winning for ourselves. What really matters is helping others win too, even if it means slowing down and changing our course now and then. Beside my chair is a French sentence from Saint-Exupéry's Little Prince. It reads, "L'essentiel est invisible pour les yeux." What is essential is invisible to the eye. Well, what is essential about you? And who are those who have helped you become the person you are? Anyone who has ever graduated from a college, anyone who has ever been able to sustain a good work, has had at least one person, and often many, who have believed in him or her. We just don't get to be competent human beings without a lot of different investments from others. I'd like to give you all an invisible gift. A gift of a silent minute to think about those who have helped you become who you are today. Some of them may be here right now. Some may be far away, but wherever they are, if they've loved you and encouraged you and wanted what was best in life for you, they're right inside yourself. And I feel that you deserve quiet time on this special occasion to devote some thought to them. Imagine how grateful they must be that during your silent times you remember how important they are to you.
Inspirado Projecto. Thank you for the theme song. I love crooner music. You probably already picked up on that. I don't know. Maybe it was just something, your gut feeling. I have no idea. So I'm going to sing one back to you. Inspirado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. You're a hard one, and I know you've got your reasons. I don't know the rest of it, but you get the drift. Yeah.
Wowzers. You just heard a beautiful, beautiful speech by Mr. Rogers at the commencement speech for Dartmouth College. Wowzers. Wow. I am so happy. Now more than ever, people are are unearthing his archive of just beautiful information that, you know, this is the kind of education, this is the kind of media that we really deserve to be watching right now. All Mr. Rogers stuff, all Sesame Street stuff, to be reintroduced to his all those reminders, all the roots of what being a great human means, just beautiful. We also heard an extraordinary song by Allie Moon podcast. I had left her a theme song for her podcast, and she returned the favor. I love it. Check out her podcast. Also, I received a message today from Anchor that this podcast, Inspirato Projecto, is now on Spotify. It's now on Spotify. This is crazy. It's all over the place now. I love this. There's so much to be said for highlighting others' passions, talents, including them in this stuff. I'll be hopping into an Uber as I'm going over to Philly Ocean's house, and then he's taking me up to our other Yachtly Crew show. Last night we had a phenomenal show at the Viper Room with Pris, an all-female Kiss tribute band. Phenomenal. They are so committed to their characters. It was a wonderful team up. They were so good. And the Viper Room, as usual, with this heat wave going on, was twice, if not three times or even quadruple times, hot in there. It was a scorcher. Yes, they have air conditioning. I think they could also definitely install some fans in there. Some people had to leave. They were falling apart. They were melting from heat exhaustion. So they had to skedaddle. Let's see. Oh yeah. So tonight we're in Dana Point, Stillwater Spirits and Sounds. That's the name of the place. We love it out there. We always have a wonderful reception from those folks. We always have just a great, great vibe from these people. And so, yeah, if you're out there in Dana Point, or if you'd like to come see us, it's a free show. And chances are it'll be a lot cooler in there. So, yeah, let's put the intention out there that this Uber driver I hop into the car with will be a little more voluntary with their information. And I had a wonderful conversation with an Uber driver the other day, and for some reason, oh, I know what it was. My battery was dying. And so it died right after we just had this wonderful conversation. Right before I could even save it to Anchor, it disappeared. I just want to point out that guy, his name is Paco, P-A-K-O, Greek. Look up his stuff, Paco Greek. This guy does wonderful music, and what's so interesting is that he's got like 3 million views on some of these songs, on some of these music videos. Just great stuff. I'm meeting so many inspiring and talented and passionate people out there in the world, creating stuff, putting it out there, offering folks the opportunity to be inspired by it in some way, and perhaps even create their own music, create their own movies, create their own art projects. So, we shall talk to you more later. Take care. Hey. All right, so I think the Uber guy is going to show up soon. Let's take a look at his location. Arrival time, 1 minute. There he is. Sergio. Sometimes wonder if I'll come across folks that I've been with before. I'm pretty sure this is Sergio. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Can I hang this back here? Is that all right? I usually like to sit in a front seat, but I don't, you know, I know this is a pool and you might pick up other people, so I'll sit back here. It's your Sergio, right?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad I got the right place. Wow, man, this air conditioning is such a warm welcome. Or a cool welcome, as it were. So, how long have you been doing Uber for?
Actually, I am since October last year.
Oh, last year you started?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I do it just part-time, just the evenings for a few hours, that's it.
What, just a few hours each day?
Yeah, sometimes 4 days, sometimes 5 days, but not only a few hours in the evenings.
Oh, that's a good plan. Now, is this just your part-time job, or is this your main job?
No,
or?
This is a part-time job.
Oh, part-time job. What else do you like to do?
Well, actually, I have a business.
Oh, cool. What's your business?
Yeah. I have a bakery, wholesale bakery.
A bakery?
Yeah.
That's great.
And, I mean, but it's a little extra income.
Uh-huh.
So, it's why I do, you know, a few hours a day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, how often are you at your bakery?
What?
Well, how, like, is your bakery open all day? Is it just on the night times, or?
We do in the morning, from 5 to 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. We 5 a.m.?
Yeah, 5 a.m.
Wow, so you're opening up early.
Yeah, I mean, because we do wholesale, we do all the production, and then we close.
So do you, I assume you probably do special requests, right? From people for wedding cakes, maybe, or?
Yeah, it has to be special, and we need a 2 or 3 weeks in advance.
Oh, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes, if it's a special cake, yes, because it takes, I mean, to have everything ready, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I work for Jerry's Deli. I don't know you.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I've been to Jerry's Deli on many occasions. I love that. That place is great.
Okay, so I worked for them for 25 years.
Oh, okay.
They used to have a bakery at Van Nuys and Ventura, close to Ventura.
Oh, gotcha.
And I ran that bakery for 25 years.
Oh, that's incredible.
Until they closed out because the landlord, they didn't want to rent anymore, so.
Oh, gotcha.
They decide to close, and because they've been closing restaurants, you know, before they have 11 restaurants, now they have only 3 in L.A.
Oh, Jerry's?
Jerry's, yeah.
Oh.
So they moved to Miami, and they have a huge bakery in Miami, but I mean, I don't want to go.
So you decided, you took all of your skills and you decided to make your own bakery.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way to do it, man. You're working for yourself. That's perfect.
Yeah, but I opened almost 2 years ago, and it's hard to get a job. It's really hard.
It's hard to what, get people, get business, customers?
Not exactly that way. I mean, because the money that you have to invest, sometimes it's not enough. You don't consider it, you know?
Right, right.
So then, after you pay all your bills, and it's a lot of things coming in, like taxes, all those kind of health
permits. All those strange little permits and stuff,
permits,
right?
And
health codes. And
only put money and money and money, and see, and then say, well. But we'll see. We'll see.
What's the strangest request that you've gotten for a cake, for instance? Has anyone asked you to sculpt, you know, maybe their face as a cake, or?
Before, not anymore. But when I worked for Jerry's, the rear cake they asked me to make was a huge man. How do you say?
like
penny.
A sculpture?
Penny, you know? A penny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, something like for, I don't know. People wants to be funny, make a party.
Oh, yeah.
Funny party, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the strange.
So, no.
They ask for.
So, do you have, I've seen some of these cakes, the capabilities that people have, they're able to, like you could give them a picture, for instance,
yeah.
And they'll
yeah.
they'll sort of scan it onto the cake,
yeah,
right?
You can
like a family photo or something?
Yeah, you can do that. That's very easy. That's the
yeah.
part. I mean, you just scan the picture, and you just put it on top of the cake, and that's it. But
right.
when people want something like, how do you say,
like a sculpture?
That's a sculpture, yeah.
Yeah, we got to dig in there and kind of sculpt
yeah,
it into a thing.
You have to be really an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be fun though, right? Must be interesting when you get those requests.
Yeah, but you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Regular cakes, I mean, it's not a big deal, but something like a sculpture cake, I used to do some kind of cakes, but not too high. I mean, because I did a lot of the good cakes,
uh-huh.
but when I see something really like, wow, then I say, you know what, I cannot make this cake.
Mm.
But I mean, yeah, people, you know, have different ideas. So.
Now, do you make those, I've seen some of these, wedding cakes where they're, you know, stacked up pretty high. Do you do that kind of thing? Where
yeah. I used to do like a 5 or 6.
Oh, wow.
Doors, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I did very, very nice cakes in the past. Very nice cakes.
That's really
for
cool.
For very important people in Hollywood, you know?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And I meet, you know the band AC/DC, right?
AC/DC?
Yeah.
The band?
The band, yeah.
You did a cake for them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the guy, one of them, but because I don't know who is who, but one of them used to go with me and say, Sergio, he loves the cakes. And he's a really nice guy. And I did for him and for his little girl, for his wife. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool to think that these guys are,
yeah,
you know, they
also,
value.
You know, another guy, famous Mr. T.
Mr. T?
Always. Oh, Sergio, I need a cake.
Mr. T? You make him cakes? That's incredible. Oh, my gosh, Mr. T.
I
hey, Sergio, I need you to make me a new cake, fool.
Hey, Sergio, hey. He
oh, my gosh.
Cake for,
oh, yeah, left here.
Birthday.
I think this is the...
right here?
Oh, wait.
The left? Oh, no, because I...
Oh, it's up there. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. You're picking up
pick up this guy, yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so crazy that Mr. T, you've gotten cakes. What kind of cakes does he usually order?
He always order a carrot cake.
He always orders a carrot cake?
Carrot cake,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh, that's amazing. Mr. T make getting carrot cakes.
That's he always he you know maybe you know him but the sneakers, but not here in the United States, in other countries he has the picture in the sneaker.
His picture is on the Snickers?
Yeah, you know the picture of the sneaker.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, not in the United States.
Oh,
in other countries.
Oh.
I don't know why there is. He told me, you won't see this in the United States, only after the United States.
Oh, wow. I got to check
and
that out.
He gave me a box of it.
A big box of Snickers?
Big box of Snickers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I bet you that guy's eating Snickers morning, noon, and night, huh?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Oh, this is...
It's so interesting. You bake cakes for Mr. T. That is just brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Mr. T.
Wow, man. And then the AC/DC guy. What other celebrities or musicians have you made?
Celebrities, that's I know them. And because I talk to them.
Right.
But I mean, it's another girl, but this not really famous. What's the name? miles in under here. It's gonna be, you know where you go?
Yeah, it's a tricky spot. Like, he's kind of, like, if we were to draw a straight line to the left of where we're at, it's that way. So if you turn left here, it'll swoop you around to where you need to be.
Yeah, it's a lot of girls, you know, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember names at all.
That is so cool, man.
Yeah, but that's the history, man. And now I'm trying to do my own.
Well, I foresee great things happening for you. Because, you know, each of those people, if they're satisfied with your cake, they're going to recommend you to someone else, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're
going
to say, I'm very pleased with this man's handiwork. I think I'm going to have to use him for my, you know, for my great celebration. So you're gonna. Yeah, that's right. Correct. So then Uber, you just do it whenever you feel like it.
Yeah. You know, just a few hours. And that's it.
Yeah. So this street on the left, correct. And then at the end of this cul-de-sac, it'll be on the right-hand side. Right near this little fence over here. This is perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, man. Good luck to you and your cake business. And.
All right, buddy.
Oh. See ya. All right, that was cool. A cake maker. Mr. T. Mr. T's official cake maker. Now we know that Mr. T loves carrot cake. So we are out here in Dana Point. I'm about to do sound check with Yachtly Crew. We're at the Stillwater Spirits and Sounds. They're setting stuff up right now. And I'm going to take a little walk through the front here, so you can hear kind of the atmosphere that's going on out here in the hinterlands, just so you could get some atmosphere ideas. Check it out. Here we go. We're in a whole new world now. Whole new world of people talking to each other, hanging out. Some of these folks are here to see Yachtly Crew. Some folks have no idea that we're here. We notice with this place, sometimes folks will just stumble in. They just stumble in, and they don't realize we're playing here. Stillwater Spirits and Sounds is located on the corner of Golden Lantern, which is a brilliant name for a band or a song, and Del Prado. Trying to find the actual address of this place. Oh, here it is. Oh, 24699. 24699. Del Prado. That's where we're at. That's the place where we're at right now. It's just great weather out here. Great weather out here. So funny, John Garside from Forgotten Tales had a crow following him around, and there we go. There was a crow over there. They've given us a case of Corona Premier beers. They've cut off our tab. Normally we have a tab. Wait, hold on, here we go. Let's see if we hear these people. Suddenly a lot of activity has arrived all at once here. Cars driving past, people walking past, bicyclist, Uber, and it's just pulled up. Incredible. Ideally, the interview with the Uber driver earlier came out pretty good. If not, that's fine too. It's all fine. It's all fine and dandy. It's all fine and dandy. Let's go inside and see what the Yachtly Crew guys have to say. See if they want to talk to us. If they don't, that's all right. We're living in the moment here, folks. You're going on a journey with me. Here we go. We're walking closer. Walking closer to the establishment. Check out all the sounds. Check out all the sounds. Soak in the environment. You're with me in the environment of this beach town experience. You're with me in the beach town experience. So funny, because my Uncle Bob would talk frequently about Dana Point. My mom reminded me of this, and pardon me, thank you. He would talk about Dana Point frequently, apparently, and now here I am. Here I am playing in a band out here. Paul, what kind of pizza did you get here?
His name is Doobie.
Doobie McDonald.
What kind of pizza is this?
I'm making cookies. Damn, I can't keep a straight face. I'm making cookies. Cookies with the pizza.
This is Pauly Shores.
Some of the tank showing it off.
Where's
your tattoo, Kurt?
I'll get one.
Yeah?
Yeah. As soon as I pay rent.
Oh.
I gotta buy rent and groceries.
What if we all pull together and get you one?
No, I'm not going to make anyone. No.
$20, get Kurt a tattoo. I'll do that.
What if I donate
my anchor will look a little more plant-like. It'll look more like it's growing.
Yeah. Oh, that would be totally you. But what would you say to me donating my entire income of the next gig to your tattoo wearing?
I would feel very guilty in you doing that. I'd feel very...
Do you have any tattoos?
No. No.
Do you ever wanted to get a tattoo?
Yeah, if it really, I mean, if I know it's, I gotta stick with it, then I wouldn't know for sure. It would
it's
be something that meant
once
something
you
to me.
Get it, it's like, all right, it's done.
He's
it's
really
done.
Changed your life zero.
It changed my life at all.
I've seen Stony Shore self-illustrate with the Sharpie on his arms tattoos for shows.
Oh, yeah, I usually draw them anchor, on me. Yeah.
I think you should do Doobie McDonald on one side and then Glenn Rubens on this side.
Would you like one?
God.
It's delicious.
It's chicken.
How many slices of your own actually? How many slices of your own pizza have you had?
And it's damn good. Hey, the crust is pretty good too. The bread? It's all right.
You want my gum?
Do you want my gum?
Oh, gum. You said gum with a G. Okay. Yeah.
No.
Oh?
Does the gum taste like pizza? I'm surprised they don't make pizza gum.
You gotta be careful.
They probably
you see around Kurt. He's always fucking retarded.
I know, right? Are you talking about banging some chick?
I delete it if there's something embarrassing.
You better.
I do.
I like little boys.
What?
You like teaching them.
I'd like to say this to the podcast.
Yeah.
Blake, that works at Stillwater, is super hot, and I just like to know that. So if she ever listens to the Inspirato Projecto.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Blonde?
Yeah.
She is hot.
Who? Which one?
Blonde waitress. She's hot. Her.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I saw her earlier.
His name is Doobie.
No, I don't want to eat. Dude, you barely ate any of your pizza.
You better eat it. You're wasting it now. You're wasting it. It's going to its death because you're refusing to consume it.
Mm. Oh, my God. This is delicious.
I want you to describe the exact,
thank you, my brother, for
okay. Textures and colors that your taste buds are experiencing right now.
Right now, I'm getting visions of green pastures. Growing trees. Trees with branches that look like fingers. Flowers. Flowers. The color of teal.
Yo, why you gotta be like that?
That's Axl Rose's ex-girlfriend.
Ex, what's his problem?
Come on. That's so good.
This is the Price is Right. Oh, wait. Come on.
Perfect. Wow.
Like, have I mentioned in the last 8 minutes, guys, that I love Lisa?
Not in the last 5 minutes.
Boy, thank you for sharing your pizza with everybody.
You're welcome.
Let me know if you find that box of business cards. That's a sharp feckin' sport coat you got.
That's a sharp.
You know who took it? Glenn Rubin.
Glenn Rubin took it.
Glenn Rubin.
Where's Glenn Rubin? Glenn Rubin?
That guy's mean.
What's Glenn Rubin?
He's so mean. Oh, he's probably watching us tonight from somewhere, ready to criticize it. He's ready to criticize it.
Pauly Shore has to brush his teeth now.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna swish my teeth. And chew some gum while I'm at it. As you can tell, the folks here have recently come upon some strange anomaly. My buddy John Garside knows all about this guy, Doobie McDonald. He's been out there. I don't know. Nobody knows who he is really, but they've been finding these videos. They've been going down a rabbit hole of Yacht Rock videos, and then stumbling across Doobie McDonald videos. And now these guys are, I think they've been to some of these events out there in the town of Whittier. John knows all about it. He's seen them around town. And so you could go check out some of his videos. I guess he's on YouTube, or I don't know, he's out there somewhere. But these guys... They're going nuts. They're going nuts. It's like the sexy sax man. It's like that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know? Don't move.
Just these strange characters. Where did our big thing of big thing of beers? Oh. Oh yeah, there they are. There they are. Get ready. Get ready, folks. We got a big thing of beers here. Here, Corona Premier.
Hey, sir.
Oh, pardon me. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, here we go. Cold beer. Ice cold beer. Now I'm gonna wash my hands and go to the bathroom. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
That's good. What's up? Maybe put it where Chaz is, like right here, so it blows into the middle, so you don't step on it.
So Christian, am I unplugging this?
What's that, bro?
There's a cord running over here.
That's good. Yeah. Nope.
No, I'm leaving it. When you're in a band, there are these electric issues you have to deal with to make sure that certain circuits are not blown. And these guys are masters of figuring out how much power each instrument, fog machine, lighting fixture pulls from these circuits. So that way we don't have... a blown circuit. And so I move around a lot back here. I need some slack on it or I'll be stepping on it. I
move around a lot back here, and as a result,
there we go. You're getting to hear behind the scenes, more behind the scenes of tonight's magical mayhem.
Remember, I put those nails up there, so we can start with that.
Rob Jones, A.K.A. Sailor Hawkins, the man in the drums. Over here at Stillwater Spirits and Sounds, he's like kind of in a cage. They've put this glass box around him, like he's in an aquarium.
Hang out back there?
Yeah. We probably need Tommy back here.
Okay, probably time to close the curtains up.
This is Philly Ocean taking over the podcast.
Taking over the podcast.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Give them some words of wisdom. Okay.
I'm holding up a banner right now.
He's getting a ladder. Can you make sure Christianish?
Only putting up a Yachtly Crew banner right now and getting everything rocking and rolling. We got some early arrivers. It's 7:43 p.m. here, Pacific Standard Time. What's so funny is Spidey Heck gave me a call through the Anchor app about 5 minutes ago, and there are about four or five other people.
We're going to have to scoot that out a little bit and move the saxophone so we can get in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so Spidey had called, and there were about four other people in there. It was a crazy menagerie of maniacality. I love it. I love it. I love that these things are possible on Anchor. By the way, if I haven't mentioned it, Inspirato Projecto is now available on Spotify. I'm blown away. It's so funny because, I don't know, some of you guys know, I've gone through... Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right, so I'm not holding that anymore.
Hold on. We got the saxophones here. Move them. What's the drink?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, always grab them by the bell.
Oh, well,
Paul, can you hold... Okay. Tommy, could you just hold this in one hand just for a second?
Yeah.
Give me the gun!
All right, is that going to fit the ladder back there? Oh, yeah, thank you, thank you. So we're figuring things out. So Spidey Heck gave me a call with four people. That's what's so kick-ass about this Anchor app, is that you can actually... do these multiple phone calls with a few people at once.
You.
You're welcome. You can, so you can do this Anchor app with like three or four people at once. Now, yeah, it gets a little jumbled, a little jumbled, a little crazy. So something tells me Spidey Heck is going to, publish it on his podcast once he's done talking with these fine people. That's so cool. I feel so honored that he called me up and wanted to have me involved with these shenanigans. I'm going to do that more often, too. I didn't even know that was possible, that you can add more than one person. I think you just try to keep adding more and more people into it. Awesome Sauce. Awesome Sauce and Spidey Heck. I've left theme songs for those guys. And it's just great. It's just great. Okay, folks, I should probably get to the sound check. These guys get grumpy if I'm not if I'm too busy podcasting. So, all right, hold on. I'm just gonna record a smidgen more.
Yeah, man, you need another one of those sacks.
Thank God you're as zen as you are, Paulie. No normal human could handle all the arrows that come at you.
What does Doobie Donald say? What's the other thing he says?
What does he say?
He says the first one. The first
what does
video.
He say?
I forgot.
No doubt about it.
Oh, that's it. Ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. He's got his.
I'm eating cucumbers or something. What does he say?
What is it?
I'm eating carrots. What's up, Doc? Or something.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's carrots.
Oh, yeah.
It's carrots.
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Doc? What's up with you? How's he say it?
Oh, yeah. It's. Tommy, can you please say your dream again? I thought I recorded it, and I fumbled it.
My dream of having a convertible SUV in Los Angeles.
That one and last night.
My dream from last night.
Yeah.
So I had a dream that we were playing, Yachtly Crew was playing a very large festival. Which festival? I don't know. It was a dream / nightmare.
Yeah.
And we were playing a new song for the first time. We're all pumped about playing this new song. And I was playing it in the correct key, because that was the key we learned it in. And then I got on stage and the rest of the band had learned it in a different key, the wrong key. And the rest of the band was all pissed at me for playing it in what they thought was the wrong key, but I knew that I was playing it in the right key. And we commenced to have a argument in front of the whole audience, the whole festival, about what key we were supposed to be playing.
Oh my God. How long did it feel like it went on for?
I mean, I don't know. It's a dream. So time is very, you know, it's like Inception, you know, like who knows how long it went on for, but it was a dream. And that's the part that stuck with me.
Were there any punches from?
No, because it was just arguing, and I remember just having that feeling, you know, that your stomach's dropping.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
This is bad. We're in front of an audience, and we're not playing the song right.
A big festival.
And the band's all pointing at me, like, I'm ruining the festival.
Oh, no. Like, I'm ruining the festival. Oh, my God.
And I was like, no, I learned it in the right key. And then they're like, well, you got to play it in the right key. And I was like, well, I don't know it in the right key. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh my God. You're like, I learned it in the right key and you're telling me to play in the right key. This is the right key. You're playing in the wrong key.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
That was my nightmare.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. These are the pratfalls of being in a band. You start having dreams like that, and the good news is today's a new day. Today's a new day. Today's a brand new day. And tomorrow's best cryptocurrency. Yeah, are we taking this out to the van?
No, I want to clear this space right here.
Okay, so we can take this out to the van. Right? Is this a yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that. That's
a bad. Please. Oh, okay. Please tell me what I can take.
Here, take these two.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what I can take and I'll take it. Okay. Tell me what I can take and I'll take it. Please tell me what I can take and I'll fucking take it. Ladies and gentlemen, these here are behind these scenes of Yachtly Crew. I'm holding a snare drum, a square cubic bag, and then a smaller black bag. What first got you interested in playing the saxophone or any kind of music?
In sixth grade, I wanted to get a girlfriend.
Mm.
So I picked the saxophone.
What was there a particular artist that, like, you were like, oh my gosh, that guy, I think, you know, what was it about the saxophone itself? Was there a song or a teacher?
It looked really cool.
Oh. So when you first started noticing sax songs, what were some of the kinds that you liked most? The jazz kind, or you'd find it in pop pop songs?
It was probably when I started playing in jazz band.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started noticing more challenging, creative, improvisatory saxophone playing that kind of caught my ear the most.
What do you suppose drew you to it? Do you remember the first seed of what made you latch onto the excitement of the sound of a saxophone? I'm just trying to get to the roots of what magnetized you to this point. Because that's interesting. Finding out the, was that little tiny, and then it just kept growing. And you're like, ooh, maybe you saw a movie and you're like, ooh, that's kind of neat. And then you heard a song on the radio and you're like, ooh, what's that? Oh, cool thing. And you started making those connections. Or so you see a movie and then there's the,
Yeah, I probably would say it didn't happen until high school and somebody told me to check out Dexter Gordon, and that was probably my first influence of saxophone players. Yeah, but before that, I was just like, oh, I was doing it because band was fun and all my friends were in band and I was good at it, and all my band directors were like, yeah, you should keep playing, you're really good, encouraging me. And then I finally took lessons in high school and I got some more.
Hello.
And I got more input and influence through that, through private lessons. Yeah.
So are there still buddies that you've jammed with back in the day that you're still creating things with today or incommunicado with?
Incommunicado, for sure. Not necessarily like performing with still, but
I keep
in touch
with them. Have you tried jamming with over Skype?
No. With them? No. Never tried. I've never Skype jammed.
You know what? I did it once in my life, and it was so freaking exciting. I was at home. I was playing guitar. My buddy was in his garage in his sound studio playing his drums. So I could hear his drums coming through my speakers.
Was it delayed?
My drum. I don't know. Somehow.
What was the delay like?
Somehow. See, maybe I don't know what he heard on his end, because maybe there was a delay. To me, I'm thinking I'm doing time.
Yeah.
But somehow, whatever he was giving me, I was in time with that. So whatever he was doing, he felt he was in time with me. So wasn't it funny if we're playing the delay on one another, but we're actually somehow strangely in time?
I'm going to go put my dogs up.
Oh, do it.
Because we have to
go
stand up.
Go put the dogs up.
Bow wow.
Go put the dogs up.
Bow wow.
Bow wow. Oh, did I tell you about my pop hit that I want to make called Booyah? And it's about it's a bunch of businessmen in the video going, booyah, 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 booyah. Remember when someone decided to make that the universal symbol for booyah? Booyah, booyah, I just won a stock market. Oh, booyah, I just died in your face, I won blackjack. Oh, booyah, I just got myself some Versace shoes. Oh, booyah, I just fixed a taillight. Oh, booyah, I just ate a Reese's peanut butter cup. Oh, booyah, I just tied my shoes. I just tied my shoes again. Yeah, so I just thought that'd be kind of a funny thing where it's these people celebrating even moments where you wouldn't even expect it. Like to eat one M&M. Booyah!
That's it.
Oh, your AI is incredible. Thank you, Dor.
Crossbreeze.
There's another. Oh, shit, I'm supposed to put that in the car.
Did Chaz get a shirt? Did he ask for another one?
No, remember I said there was one hanging in here?
Oh, yeah,
that's you. Yeah. Imagine if we make Yachtly Crew capes, how many people would wear them? I think a lot. Well, we've seen some interesting folks show up.
You might be very surprised. You might be very surprised.
That whistle?
Yeah.
Oh, we might be very surprised.
What's up, Buttercup?
Might be quite surprised.
Why?
Yup, yup, yup. Buttercup, cup, cup. Yup, yup, yup.
Fucktard.
Yeah, you fucking fucktard.
What'd you do?
Fuck ass.
What happened? Oh, did you break the...
No,
did you
I
break
don't
the...
like fuck ass. Personally.
Oh, I see. You I broke the... You broke the... Did
all
you
right.
break the hanger?
No, yeah. I did not break
oh.
the hanger.
Who broke
oh,
the hangers?
Baby did.
All right, all right, hangers. Come on.
Come on.
You know you love
I
it.
You had clips that you could do. With
you know you feel it.
What's it called?
I knew it. When one door closes, another chew open.
Who wants to have a dirty dancing?
Or in this case, three.
Oh, they're in my soup bag.
What, the lambada? Dirty dancing evolved from the lambada, right?
I think so.
I think dirty dancing, from the little bit of knowledge I have concerning this movie, which I might have seen bits of in the past, but I've heard is really good. And everybody quotes, don't put Polly in the corner. We've heard that one over and over, thanks to Dirty Dancing. Thanks to Dirty Saxing. Ooh, a parody, Dirty Saxing.
And I,
it'll be the first Shores film.
Had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you. Oh, baby. Oh, oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Chicko, pickle,
Scoop-boot.
In the time of my life, you know, I never feel this way. Who's with it for? I swear. You're so true. And I'm so, you know it all to you. Had time of my life, I never ever done this shit before. I swear, so true. I owe every penny to you.
What is that? That was the electronic tuba. And then you throw in some industrial sounds, throw in some trash cans.
The electric tuba.
And the trash can lets. It's inescapable. I promise you, it's inescapable. Never you mind, simple fenders. Like that was part of the song. People are like, wait, is this a musical?
It sounds like that, though. Do it again.
Like the industrial version of the tuba. Oh, if only Trent Reznor would have thought of it first. I hurt myself today. Could you imagine? Oh my god, could you imagine the song Hurt with the electronic tuba? Myself today. I'm burning up. I wear this crown. I swear I was burning up. I swear I still feel burning up. I'm burning up. You can have it. And that tuba just keeps getting louder, and he keeps getting quieter. And you're like, oh my god, what's going on?
You know they make, there's medicine for that condition that you have.
It's called, 9-to-5 job in a cubicle. Oh, I know what it's also called. Turn on your news. Sit in your cubicle and watch your news day and night. Feet up, open your mouth. We shall funnel it down into your mind. And then all of a sudden, people are like, okay, this is part of the musical? What? This is the utmost jazzerific. Thank you, universe. If I, see, it said you're welcome. Oh my god. See, when you're in that synchronistic moment. There's a man yelling back there. Oh. Pizza?
What time do we
Maybe
eat?
I should podcast this guy. Ask him, like, what it takes to make a wood-burned pizza.
Hey, Stony Shores.
Yes?
Do you happen to know what time Yachtly Groove goes on?
I do believe it's at... Oh, 8, 9 p.m. It's 8:24 p.m. I think it's almost time to start getting dressed. Have we decided on shorts or long pants?
I am waiting to hear. I don't know, Brother Shores.
Shores. Well, there are seagulls in the sky and seahorses in the ocean.
Shores.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sails are up and the wind is moving and grooving.
Have you ever heard of Blues and Haikus with Jack Kerouac? He's like, bluebird, blackbird, branch, still jumping. I sat over there in the cafe by myself. Woman, you're wearing gold, shimmering. Boy, this warm bath sure feels good. Pass me another beer. He's got an entire album just like that. We could do a Shores album just like
that.
With all the improvisation that happens. This whole thing, you know what? Yeah, it's a podcast, but it's also an album.
Really?
We could be the first ones to ever put out an album that's just completely unscripted.
An album.
Philly Ocean has arrived. He's arrived, and now Philly Ocean's sitting in the children's chair in the back seat. Watch out, you're on a crazy ride.
Is that the Mr. Howell voice from Gilligan's Island?
Yes, yes. Hello there, where'd I be? Hey, Professor, can you carve me a pipe?
He was always my least favorite character.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he and his wife, right? They were just just the dullards.
Ugh. They're so dull and entitled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do these kids' seats have beer holders?
Ooh, I know what we could do.
Daddy, I'm in the back seat.
We can shoot unreleased footage of Yachtly Crew, like a show where Yachtly Crew visits Gilligan's Island.
Right.
We'll take some old unreleased Gilligan's Island footage and we'll splice it with green screen footage of us interacting with the characters. That'd be brilliant. It's like this rare footage never seen before. Yachtly Crew's first appearance on Gilligan's Island. This never before
that
seen
would be
footage.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like our yacht.
We have the technology. Oh, shit, yeah.
So
we're like, here, yeah, but we want to save your life.
We get so drunk that we leave them there. That's how they remain. I'm like, yeah, no, you can totally come back to us. Let's party. And then, like, we drive away on the yacht, and they all party, and they fell asleep.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, yeah.
And
maybe
then, like, the last shot is when we're like, hey, Paul, where's Gilligan and the skipper? Like, oh, I guess they didn't make it on the yacht.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's right. They had forgotten how to read time after all those years on an island with no clocks. They're like, but we told you to be on the ship at 4:44 p.m. You know, but they didn't know how to read time at that point because they didn't have clocks.
What are you talking
about? Did Gilligan's Island, they have clocks?
Yes, of course. It was like in the 1950s or 1960s
okay.
or something. Did they have clocks?
Well, this could be the episode that happens before they discover they got a clock. So then people realize that we're the ones responsible for starting the whole series in the first place, right?
Oh my God.
It looks like we arrived there, but we're actually we wrap it back around. We wrap it back around. Because then people don't realize that we haven't arrived there to visit them. We've actually left them there. They were left there the whole time.
You left me
it's
a
like
long
the,
time
no, it's
ago,
like
buddy.
The Sixth Sense ending.
Are we still
it's like the Sixth
about
Sense ending.
Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, we leave them on the. Right, we leave them on the land.
I don't know what's going on.
They didn't get on the ship in time.
That's okay.
Well, that's what you were saying. That's okay. You were saying that they didn't get on the ship in time.
Hey.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah, we take this unreleased footage of Gilligan's Island, we splice it together with green screen footage of Yachtly Crew, and then we claim that it's this unreleased Gilligan's Island episode where Yachtly Crew visited the island. You know, kind of like, oh my God, you know like how Weezer, how they stuck themselves into Happy Days?
Yeah.
You remember that? That'd be like us doing that.
It was the Buddy Holly song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we splice this footage together, and it might only be 30 seconds. Then we release it out there into the world, and people are going, wait a second. What is going on here? What's going on here? But these guys came out in, like, 2017. How is it possible that they had anything to do with Gilligan's Island? And just like Philly said, we end up leaving the island because they didn't get on the ship fast enough. And now they're back to square one. Well, then at that moment, the audience realizes that that is actually the opening of the whole show before they even met us. So the whole time, we were the ones actually responsible for leaving them on the land. It wasn't actually the. It wasn't actually their boat. We just, I don't know, maybe someone who's a good Samaritan, they leave a message in a bottle. They end up reading it, and we go, yeah, we planted that. We used hypnosis techniques. We let you realize that basically we gave you that story about the minnow crashing. But no, it was us. We were the ones. We were the ones who did it. We left you there. Dun, dun, dun. That's the post-credit scene.
Well, you got a hearty handshake coming.
Appreciate
that.
Thank you,
so much.
David Lynch. Holy moly.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Good to see you, man. I know I've known you in past lives. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure. I'm sure good to see you again.
It's good to see you again, man. Oh, man. It's so great to see you again. By the way, I don't know if I said this earlier or not, but this is the most miraculous thing. On the way here, Philly Ocean and I decided to stop by a Whole Foods. He wanted to pick up some food. And while we were there, walking past the cheeses, was Madeline Zima? Zina? Let's see. Madeline Zina. Let's see. She played the girl who brings the coffee to the guy who's watching the box. Madeline. Zima. Is that it? Let's see. Is that her?
Where's your face? Where's your face, Wikipedia? Where's your face? Show me your face. Show me your face. Wikipedia, show me your face. Show me your face.
Let's look up here. Images.
That's what we shall do. Jew. We shall Jew. We shall look up. Images.
There she is, yeah. So, Madeline Zima. So, I said, wow, it was, you were in Twin Peaks, huh? She goes, yeah. I said, you did a fantastic job in Twin Peaks Season 3. And I asked her if she went back, she saw Season 1 and 2. She said, no, I'm too busy trying to get my other projects going. And I said, it's so cool that you're part of the Twin Peaks universe. She goes, oh, thank you. And I said, oh, by the way, I would love to interview you for my radio show, my AM show. I've already interviewed the Woodsman. It'd be great to interview you. She goes, oh, yeah, I'm really easy to get a hold of. Find me on Instagram or find me on Twitter. So I sent her a message. It would be phenomenal to interview her about her theories, about whatever her other projects are, what kind of little nuggets maybe Dave Lynch told her that it would be okay for her to reveal about certain things. It's so fun to hear different perspectives of these guys and what they went through in that process and what process David Lynch used and how he felt about that process in those moments while it was happening. Was he always cool and calm and collected? Was he kind of felt like he'd losing his marbles and he's just, okay, here, try this. Did he just trust in the inspiration that was coming to him and he did it in that moment? Because that's what it feels like with David Lynch. He's just going, okay, what am I inspired to do right now? Bam, this is the next thing. And I think when you stand by with that integrity, bam, it moves and it grooves. So yeah, I met her. So just, you know, look. I also told her that I have a podcast version too. So this would just be great. One of these times what I'm trying to do is set up a conversation, you know, meet ideally at a diner where I meet maybe with the Woodsman, with Josh Eisenstadt, Jay Asang, Jeff Finn, Christoph, the guy who's Spike, Madeline, any of these folks that I've met so far or involved with Twin Peaks in some way, or David Lynch. I would love just to hear their theories and what they think about certain things. It would be so fun. It'd be so fun. So, all right, folks. Thanks for listening. And I should probably start getting dressed. It's 8:36 p.m. If you're thinking of coming up here to Dana Point tonight, Stillwater, Spirits and Sounds on Del Prado in Dana Point. Come on up. We're playing at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. We're playing a very long time, probably till about 1:30 a.m. So come on in. It's much cooler up here than it was at the Viper Room. Take care and keep that mind.
Saw him like talking out loud, like, okay, this has got to connect to that, and like this, it has to this monitor, and like he had the whole visual of what, how everything, he was like working out all the cables in his mind. He's like, okay, we got to do this. He was trying to explain it to us, communicate it to us, to get us to understand what he was visualizing.
So he had the idea of how to,
because he's done it so many times. Yeah,
all that foresight, he already had that in his brain, so he had to work backwards to kind of let you know what order the ingredients were. Huh?
Yeah.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about process.
Hi, this is Jay Ossing from Twin Peaks The Return. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.